For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about the efforts of the King County Bar Association, a coalition of doctors, pharmacists, psychologists, psychiatrists, and many others who want to change the state of Washington's policy from that of eternal drug war. Many people around the nation are trying to do similar measures within their community, just as we're doing in the city of Houston, in regards to medical marijuana. But here to talk about the efforts in Syracuse, New York, is the Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, Mr. Jack Cole.
We started in Syracuse. We're working with a group called Reconsider Forum on Drug Policy, which is a Syracuse-based drug reform group that's been around 10 years. And they've been working with their city for that entire time. This is something that you have to chip away at, and it takes a lot of work. But just recently, we've made tremendous progress. Working with the black community there and with Reconsider and LEAP, we managed to get the city council to listen to us for long periods of time. And the way we did that was we started trying to convince them not just of the horrors that have been created by the war on drugs and how much it's destroying people's lives, but we started talking to them about how much money of these city budgets is being just totally wasted. And that really got their ear, it seems. They decided to do an audit on the local police department to see how much money of the city budget was going just to fight the war on drugs. And they came up with a tremendous figure. But at any rate, this is another thing that we presented to Syracuse as a possible way to lower these harms that have been created by the war on drugs. And you know, when they created the safe supervised injection sites in downtown Vancouver, crime rates dropped, the rate of overdose deaths dropped to almost nothing for that city. And the whole idea is to give a local government information on how they can actually make changes. And people like this. The government likes this. They're trying to make some changes. And now there's a lot of other cities who are calling up Nick Eiley and saying, hey, what are you doing up there? How can we maybe work on a similar program?
Indeed, there is a better way. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.